Sagt die Gemara, Daf Tzadi Omer Aleph, the third line. Klippe Agoizin ve Klippe Rimoinim. The shells of walnuts and the shells of pomegranates, Stis Upua, all these different shells can emanate a dye. So Kedei Litzvoya Beget Cotton, the shear that you chayev, when you take them out on Shabbos, Midoraisa, is the amount of dye that you can produce to be tzeveya, to paint, to color, to dye a small little baguette. Frag the Gemara Uriminu, Hamoitzi Samonim Shruin. If someone takes out dyes that were already soaked, when you create the dye, you have to take the shell, this shell from these different vegetables and fruits, and you have to soak them and cook them. So if you take out Samonim Shruin that are already soaked, Kedei Litzvoya Ben Dugma Le'ira, you chayev the amount of dye, the paint, that you can paint a sample, a dugma le'ira for a painter. You know, painters have different samples if you want to pick which color do you want. So they have a small little piece of cloth, which is smaller than what we had in mind. So l'chorit shver. Zogt Rashi, dugma le'ira is ma'at semer. Shukmin dugma shemara ha'tzava le'balabayis. Kazet tachboitzu, kazet, you want this, you want that. Bukdei litam be'ira shalkona shalgaldi. Small amount. So we see clearly our Mishnah said it's the elites by a baguette cotton. And the Mishnah explained what the baguette cotton was. Piece sofcha. The baguette cotton of the piece sofcha, which is the cap that the woman wears under her hat. So Ibazoi, this is the smallest here. So what's the pshat? It's a stira. Is the shear for dyes the baguette cotton of the piece sofcha? Or is the shear kadei laharis dugma le'ira? Answer the Gemara, Om Rav Nachman, Om Rav Ravua, Fishein Odom Triach Lishro is Tzamonim, Litzvoya Ben Dugma Le'ira. It depends at what stage of the dye are you referring to. If it's already soaked, so then you take out even a small amount, which is enough to paint the Dugma Le'ira. But if you're going to start creating the dye, so when you take the shells of the Klippe Remoinim and Klippe Goizim, so then it's Kedei Lishrois, it has to be worth it. In order to start soaking, I'm not going to soak a small amount of shell, a minuscule amount, in order to paint a small amount. It's not worth my time. Like we had in the Gemara earlier, in the Ayin Tes, the Gemara said, Einam tereach legabel tit, meaning that by tit, a person is not going to start making and creating the tit in order to be megabel it for a small amount. So that's what is different shirim. One shir was lasis bikur. That was when you already have a tit. When you already have tit that's megubal. Then it's lasis bikur. Then it's a close up and opening. Masha'enkein stamazoi. Then it's only a shir of shoifchin. A shir of revius. A shir that you use to megabal tit. The shir of shoifchin is kedelegabal to make it. It's a different shir versus if you ready megubal. Same thing over here. When it's lishrois, it has to be different. It's a different shir. That's in order to be tzevea beget cotton of a piece of afcho. Masha enke, when it's ready soaked, so then it's a smaller shir of kedelehagas dugma le'ira.
Zog de gemara meiraglayim. The shear for urine for meiraglayim, which is used as a detergent, the shear is, the Mishnah said, is in order to be mechabes, in order to clean, is kedei lechabes beget cotton pisafcha, again, to clean this beget cotton from a stain. Zog ma'otone meiraglayim ad ben mem yoim. Until 40 days, that's when it's considered good. That's when it's considered, it has the acidic quality that it's able to ad ben yoim, the Bachas Goris. That's when it has acidic quality, it can be used as a detergent. The Machlokes Rishonim, different days exactly, does it mean till 40, does it mean from 40, does it mean exactly 40? Akoponim, it has to be a specification for it to work as a detergent. Neser, we said, is also a different type of detergent. Zog de Moratona Neser Alexandris. The Alexandria Neser. Veloy Neser Ampantrin. Zog Rashi Mokoim. And not the Neser of Ampantrin. Buris. Buris is also a type of detergent. Zog de Gemara Om Rav Yudah. Ze Choyl. So Buris is Choyl. It's sand. It can be used as detergent. It takes sand and it can clean. For the Gemara of Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, ha buris va choyl. So we see clearly buris is not choyl.
two different things. Elamai buris kivriyosa. Kivriyosa. Zog drashi, gofris. Gofris means sulfur. So Gemara is saying a new taich. Buris doesn't mean choil, but buris means sulfur. Fact the more meisve. Hoisif alein hachal betzinin, hachal betzin, vale inun, vaha buris, vaha oil. They were moisif on the dinim of shvius that it also applies to the following things that grow. And they are chal betzinin, zogdvashi lutron, aleinun, which is lano, haburis, which we're not sure what it is right now, we're saying it's sulfur, but oil is aloe. Now, if you're going to tell me that it's sulfur doesn't grow, kivrisa, which is sulfur, gofris, kivrisa mi isa b'shvias, there's no isa shvias on kivrisa, on sulfur. Tanya, Zah klal. This is the following klal, what's relevant to shvius. Kol sheyesh lo ikur. Whenever it has an ikur, meaning it grows in the ground, it has a shirish in the oritz, it's nishash ba'oritz, so then it's shaykh and it's a shvius. B'she'en lo ikur, if it doesn't grow in the ground, ain't lo shvius. So how could kavritza be sulfur? And he's saying there are moist of that for the isa shvius. It has no ikur, it has no ikur in the karka. Zog the Gemara Nutaych, Elamai Buris, Olo. Buris is aloe. Frek the Gemara, which does grow. Frek the Gemara Vatanya, Haburis va Olo. So it's two different things. Zog the Gemara Trey Gavni Aloe. There's two types of aloes. Tayyus Rabbi says, so you could have said before, there's Trey Gavni Choyl. The whole Kasha the Gemara was Buris va Choyl, it's two different things. So you could have said Trey Gavni Choyl. So he says, Kimlu, the leku tre gavni. There are no two gavni choil.
This one is, there is though, right?
By all of there is. So he says, Kimlu, we know that there are two types of aloe.
What did we answer that before we said?
Before we said, we know there aren't two types of sands. So maybe we could answer that. We know there aren't two types of choils. Zog di Gemara. Kimulya is also a type of detergent. We mentioned a bunch of them in the Mishnah. Meraglayim, Neser, Buris, Kamulya, Ashlag, all of them are kedei lechabes beged cotton. Omer Rav Yehuda, Shloif Deutz, Zogt Rashi, Loi Isparish, Avakach Shmoy. Rashi says, I don't know what Shloif Deutz is, but that's what Kimula is. That's a type of detergent. Zogt Gemara Ashlag, Omar Shmuel Shatina Luchon Nechuti Yoma. I asked all the Nechuti Yoma, all the sailors, but Omuli Shunano Shmei. It's called Shunano. That's what Ashlag is. Umishtakach, you know where you find it? Benukva de Maganisa, in the holes of the Maganisa, of the pearls. How do you get there? Umafkele Beromtze de Parzelo. You get there with a iron type of rod, a screwdriver. You got to get in there. So you get in there with a rumtze de parzelo. Zog the Mishnah. Palpeles kolshuhu. Palpeles zog drashi. The ain't a pilpa shalonu. It's not our pepper. Ugmam afash kolshu lemay chozi. What's a kolshu roi for? Because we're saying now, a pepper is a kolshu. Now Rashi Radway points out it's not our pepper. The reason Rashi says so is because the last Mishnah we learned is that tavlin is a shir kedei letavel. It's in order to be metavel, which is in order to spice up, to be metavel, beyakala. So here we're saying it's a kolshu. So that was talking about black pepper with other types of spices if it's mitzaref. But a component of it is a shir kedei letavel. And here we're saying it's palpelas, it's kolshu. So we're talking about two different things. So Rashi says, not like our pilpa shalonu. So the Gemara is going to say that here we're talking about for Reach HaPeh, so it's not a different thing. But Rashi says, not our pilpul, that's why it's not a different shear. It's not the regular black pepper. It's not Kedel Tavel. Zog the Gemara, the itron, and when you have tar, so it's kolshu, you chayv on a kolshu. Mine psomim, mine matchois. Different types of spices and different types of metals. What's the purpose of the psomim, Zog the Rashi? L'reach toiv. So it's kolshein. So again, it's for smell. For smell, it's a kolshu. Mi'avni ha-mizbeach. If you have the stones of the mizbeach, u'me'afar ha-mizbeach, or the dust, the earth, or mekak svorim, or if you have the worn-out svorim, mekak mit b'chiseyem, or the worn-out covers, these are eaten up by different bugs, so it's wormy, so it's all shredded. That's called mekak. Kolshu. A kolshu is already enough that you chayv on Shabbos. Why? What do you do with it? Shematzdin oisin legoinzon. L'chara, you need a melacha shetzicha legufa. What in the world are you going to do with dust? Teretz is, you matzniya it legoinzon. So if you matzniya legoinzon, some amela, it's even according to Reb Shimon, it's tzicha legufa. I need this in order to be going as it. That gufa gives it a chshivas. You need this mekak, the leftover remnants of worn-out svarim, in order to be going as it. It's tone kniza. So because you're keeping it in order to be going as, so you chayev on the shear of a kolshu, because even a kolshu you might see a goins on.
Put in
shemus, correct, to be going as it. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, afa moitzi misham shavei dezor a kolshu. Rabbi Yehuda says, seemingly, this Rabbi Yehuda l'shtosa that hold melacha she'en etzich leguf is chayef. Because misham she'avei dezora, you have no purpose for whatsoever from it. You're not a banana from it. So why are you chayef in kolshu? Zok the Mishnah, she'nema v'lo yidbak b'yotcha mu'uma minacherem. You're not gonna have anything minacherem from you, from it. So Eba Zoi Pashtas, it doesn't. The Mishnah says Rabbi Yehuda. No question. The Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda's statement. So if you're learning Melach Sheni Tzich Legufa Schayev, it's Sheni Tzich Legufa. You have nothing from Avodah Zarah. Leig about Bal B'chama Uma. So you chayev in a kolshu. But if you're learning that the fact that you have to get rid of it is Gufa makes it Tzich Legufa, just like Mekak Svarim, is according to Reb Shimon we're saying too, because I'm keeping it in order to be goiners, so I'm keeping the Avodah Zarah in order because of the Is of Leig about B'yot Chama Uma to get rid of it. So tzichelik, that makes it tzichelik gufa. So Rashi is mashma a little not like that, because Rashi says, Le'yidbak b'yot b'cho'uma, alma achshevei kol yisura. The Torah is machshevit, that you chayev on it because of the issa shaboy. V'ho de tenan, kol she'en kosher latzniya, ve'im atzniyan kamoyu. Something that's not, a matzniya, people don't put it away. V'ukim nolim ute atzi ha'sheiro, and we zetstein, it's coming la'fuke atzi ha'sheiro, because atzi ha'sheiro, is taka not matzniya kamoyu? The loik Rabbi Yehuda. That's not like Rabbi Yehuda. Because over there, it was saying the Mishnah stoma is like a pshimen, that koshin a kosher latzniya, if it's not tzich legufa, and atzi asher is not tzich legufa, that's not like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda is mechayev malach shen tzich legufa. That's what the Ramban says. Rabbi Yehuda is taka mechayev over there by atzi asher. You don't need kosher latzniya. So we're saying that Atzi Asheira is Potter is Lafuk is not like a Yehuda, because according to Rabbi Yehuda Chayev. So over here, Taka, you're actually saying it is Rabbi Yehuda. Over here it's Dafka Rabbi Yehuda, because this like Atzi Asheira, Moitze Misham Shavei Dezora, the is the Chorit and Tzichel Gufa. It's Ene Kosher Latzniya. But if you're going to say it, Rishonim said it, Ritva says that if you're learning that even Reb Shimon, something that you're going is in order because Gufa, you have to get rid of it, like Mitbach HaSvogim, so then Huadin, you have to get rid of it, so that would make it Tzich LeGufa somewhat. Zog the Gemara Palpeles Kol Shuhu, Yechayvan Pepper Kol Shuhu, Lemay Chazia, before we said Tavlin, is Kedel Tavl Be'ekala, Teretziz L'Reach HaPeh, it's a different purpose, for Reach HaPeh, Takets Kol Shuhu. Zog the Gemara, Itron, Kol Shuhu. We said Itron, which is tar, the shear is a Kol Shuhu. Lemai Chazi, what's the Itron Roy for? Litzilchasa. Zog the Rashi, Keev Chatzi Aroish. A half a headache. That means you have a headache. Zog the Gemara, Mine Psomim Kol Shehein. Different types of spices is a Kol Shuhu. So that we said, Rashi said in the Mishnah, it's reach toiv. If someone takes out a reach ra, a bad odor, kol shehu, also kol shehu. Now, what are you taking a bad odor for? Zogt Rashi, shema ashlin behen choylin, people that are ill, smoke the bad odor, v'tinoikus koin chaltis lahavriach me'olov mazikin. So it's also tzicha legufa. That's I'm getting rid of it. I'm taking it in order for the cholim to smoke this reacha. So tzicha legufa. Shemen toiv kol shuhu. Shemen toiv is kol shuhu. Agmon. Agmon we know is a color. That you color agmon. So kol shuhu. Zog Rashi. V'taym elo isparish. V'li nire shigam uroi lagiach. The true agmon is a color, but when we're saying over here agmon is kol shuhu, it's in order to smell it. It has a good smell, so it's a kol shuhu. Ubesulas averet achas and zagdrashi olishel veret bochur achas. One rose is also chayev and a kol shuhu, meaning on one rose. Ubesulas averet it's achas, it's one rose. Not kol shuhu, it's one rose. Meaning matches kol shein, different types of metals. Lemay chazi, what are you using a metal for? Zogmar tanya reb shimon loza oimer shken roy lasis vimeno darvin cotton. You can make a darvin cotton. A darvin cotton is like a stick with a point on it.
An animal prod.
When you want them to move along, you know, you want an animal to move along when it's going, it's getting shechted or it's going inside into the barn. So you move it along. That's a darvin.
You poke the animal with the prod.
Zogmar ton rabbonon ho oimer hare olai barzel. If someone says, I'm giving to the Beis HaMikdash a barzel, piece of metal, Zog the Gemara, Acherim Oimrim, Lo Yivchoiz Me'amal Amo. You can't give less than a shear of an Amal Amo. What in the world do you do with an Amal Amo of barzel? Zog the Gemara, Lamai Chozi, Om Rav Yosef, Le Kal Yoirev. Kal Yoirev is spikes that they have in the Beis HaMikdash in order, because they're sharp, so since they cut, so it stops, it prevents the Orvim from sitting there. You don't have the Orvim, the raven sitting there and leaving behind all types of things. You don't want that. It's not going to be clean. So you have the Kalya Oirev. It chases away the Oirev. Taisis Radvi Bavons, Bavus, it's Pasadik for Erev Tisha B'Av. Be'oruch be'erich kol pirish de b'mikdash rishon b'nei roiv kedushas ha'oseboy lovit tzorich Kalya Oirev. In Mikdash Rishon, they didn't need a Kal Yoirev. The Kedusha was so strong, the bird would not go sit over there. Like the Gemara says, Oif Perech is Nisraf. So, Veleisa, Zoktesis, the Perakam of the Moit Kodin says, Behedya, Mucha Behedisha, Mikdash Rishon, Kal Yoirev. There was a Kal Yoirev. So it's not Mucha, what Tesis is saying, that they didn't need it in Mikdash Rishon. Veika Damri, another Pshad is, Acher Moim Relifchas, Mikal Yoirev. You don't give less than the same thing, just Taiching Bakert. You don't give less than a Kal Yoirev. The Kama, what's a Kal Yoirev? Om Rav Yosef Amalamo. The choishes, when you have the choishes, which is barzel, copper, lo yifchos mi more kesef. The choishes, you give at least a more kesef when you say the choishes. When you say you're going to give to the Beis HaMikdash, in a dova, in makdish. Tosu Radway says, temo, l'ri, the lo yifchos mi pruta havele l'meima. Why don't you say you don't give less than one pruta, which is a penny, in the choishes? When you say kesef, you give a dinner. When you say zov, you give a dinner. So you say nechoshes, you should give a puta. What's up is, it's a more kesef. So Ritva answers, very gishmak teretz. He says, when you're giving an adova to the Beis HaMikdash, there has to be purpose for it, useful. So when you're giving a dinar, it means a dinar kesef. When you give zov, it means a zov kesef. When you give nechoshes, you can't do nothing with a penny. What are you going to do with a dinar of nechoshes? So it must be mean. It must be you mean a mar kesef because that's the minimal they can. It's a dava choshev. You're giving an adava, so that's why it's leifchas mar kesef. That's obviously that was the intent of the noidiv. So Gemara Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Oimer leifchas mitzinuga ketana shel nechoshes. Another pshat. He says no. You don't give less than a tzinuga ketana shel nechoshes. A small tzinar of nechoshes, which is a mazlik zogdrashi. a little fork. What's it roy in a berek abayis? Lemay chazi omer abayis shemechatim bas apsilois umekan chines aneiros. You mechate the psilois. That means you clean the psilois, you clean out the neiros, you take out the psilois. So mele, it's useful to have a small little fork. Mekak svarom mekak mitpachas omer Rabbi Yehuda mekak the sifri, which is the worms of a svarim. Trach, it's called a mekak. The svarim's worn out svarim is called a mekak, the worm. Techach the shiroi. Techach is the name of the worm for silk. The ila, and ila is the name of the worm, the envy. When it comes to grapes that are rotten. Upa, or peh, is the te'eni. Peh is the name of the worm that goes into figs. The hay is the name of the worm that goes into the gemoinim, in pomegranates. Zogma kula sakanta. They're all dangerous if you eat them, zogdrashi la'oichlon. There was a Talmid. He was sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan. He was eating figs. So he told his Rabbi, there are thorns in these te'enim. I'm tasting thorns. He didn't realize it was a bug. It was a telas. It was a worm. The worms killed Ledain to this Talmid. Peh is the name of the worm we said for figs. He was eating figs. So Peh, Katalia Peh, the Peh killed this Talmud.
We'll stop by the Mishnah over here in the bottom, Daf Tzadi Omid Aleph.